You guys ready?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Recording.
It's like a little upset stomach of the heart. Sorry.
What is that?
What?
Welcome to...
No, thanks for joining.
I do welcome to.
That's wrong.
But I do it wrong.
This is Siri, and I have heard a lot of questions. And it's a great question, Faith.
Yeah, that's a great question, Faith.
Yeah. Are we recording?
You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Recording? I'm not nervous. I got this. Let's just do it.
I'll say I'm Faith Goss. You say I'm Don Freeman. And, okay. Faith Goss got one, Don Freeman.
Welcome to another edition of Trail Runner Nation. I'm Don Freeman.
I'm Faith Goss.
And I am Scott Warr.
And he is Scott Warr. And today we have Jamie Walker that is joining us. And Jamie Walker is...
She's not a walker.
No,
sorry.
She's a runner, and she's not a jogger either.
She's not a jogger?
She is not. But we contacted Jamie or found Jamie as a person that's going to be doing an accomplished ultra runner, but someone that's going to be running their first 100-mile race. And we thought it might be fun to get in there and ask some questions pre-race to get some feedback from her. What does she expect is going to happen to her? How is she preparing for this thing? And then after the race... We're going to revisit some of those same questions, and we're going to ask her, so what really went down, Jamie? We'd like to hear. So,
see if they match up or if they there's a huge gap in between expectations and reality.
You know, Jamie has run 50-mile runs. She's run 100K runs, and she's done very well at them. She's not in the back of the pack. She's usually there for the good pizza or burgers on the barbecue before the rest of us come in.
The pizza's still warm when she finishes?
To find out what's left, right? So she's been up front and is an accomplished runner. But she's doing more. She's done more than that. She also is part of Fit Approach. She's the president and founder, the co-founder of Fit Approach, where they're helping others achieve their fitness goals for healthier lifestyles. And why don't you tell us a little bit about Fit Approach, if you would, Jamie?
Sure. Yeah. So Fit Approach is a healthy community that really encourages others to really share their stories and inspire others through their own challenges, their achievements, and just really connect with one another. We realized that there was this sort of, you know, always people have questions about their fitness, their running, their triathlons, their whatever, you know, that they're into. And having that outlet to really be able to share with others and just easily, you know, connect with one another has been really great. And we just have such a great time with our community.
So did you have a desire to share your...
I did.
To say, hey, I need a community to talk to, and that's why you started this? Or how did it all start?
Yeah, so it actually sort of started over, you know, a little bit of wine with my cousin, who's the other co-founder.
You were drunk when you started it.
Not drunk, just, you know, having a little,
just buzzed,
little wine happy hour. And we were just chatting about how, you know, frustrating it was. I had another healthy food blog and how frustrating it was that we didn't have this place where we could share all of these answers to questions that we were, you know, getting from friends or questions that we wanted answered by others in the community. And we just knew there was a better way to do it. We had tried forums and other things. And so we just kind of started brainstorming and thought, you know, why not open this up and really allow people to connect and share, you know, on the things that they want to in a really safe, supportive environment that's really all about inspiring and encouraging each other to live, you know, the healthiest lives with a lot of balance. And so, you know, telling our story and saying, hey, we were brainstorming over wine, we really like to put that out there because we're both, you know, really fitness enthusiasts, but we also believe in a very balanced lifestyle.
Tell us a little bit about the Sweat Pink campaign that you have on the website.
Sure. Sweat Pink started actually at a trail race, which is kind of perfect. I was on a bus. It was about 3:45 in the morning. It was one of those little tiny horrible school buses, and they were shuttling us from the finish line to the start, so it was early. I was trying to catch a little nap beforehand, and I had my feet up on the seat, and somebody behind me kept, you know, poking fun at my shoes. I heard him saying, you know, she's got pink stripes on her shoes, and she's got pigtails, and this and that, and I turned around and I'm just kind of looking at him like, you know, what's your deal? And eventually he basically just said, you know, he just kind of kept giving me a hard time and asking me if I knew how hard this course was. So of course that got my competitive spirit, you know, in full effect. And once I was out on the trail, I made sure to pass him and let him know it. So I waited for him at the finish line, and we exchanged, you know, congrats. And he said, all right, Pinky, you got me. So I started thinking a lot about that. And, you know, I may not look like your typical, what you might think of a trail runner or an ultra marathoner. And I think there's a lot of people like that, and maybe even some fear to try things that are new or a little bit challenging because you don't necessarily like fit the certain build or the certain type that does these things. So I got the pink shoelaces for my couple of girlfriends here in San Francisco. And then we started, people just said, I want those too. And we realized there was really something to that, you know, just like wearing it proud and saying it doesn't matter, you know, like what I'm wearing on my feet or on my body. It's like, I'm going to go out and be tough and amazing and a, you know, total badass, looking however I want to look.
So have you ever been out on the trail or out somewhere at an athletic event and spotted some pink shoelaces and found out later that, hey, this is part of our community? And I would imagine that would be a pretty cool experience if it's happened.
Yeah, it has. It's so funny. I was at the North Face Endurance Challenge last December, and it was still dark out. It was like when the race had kind of first started, so it's, you know, 5:30 or so, and I've got my headlamp shining, and I'm looking ahead, and I see them in the distance, and I'm like, those are our laces, I know it. So I caught up to this woman, and it turns out I asked her where she got her shoelaces, and she said, yeah, they're from, you know, my friend gave them to me, they're from Fit Approach. And I said, oh, that's us, that's so cool. And it kind of gave me that, you know, extra whatever I needed to just keep going at that moment. And then my cousin, my founder, actually co-founder, she was at a mermaid run. It was like I think it was a 10K or something on Thanksgiving. And there was
Wait a minute. Mermaid run?
Yeah, there's
I thought
a
mermaids
whole
swim. Thing. How do mermaids run? What is that all about?
You know,
turn off his mic, Faith.
That's hilarious because I've actually never thought of it like that, and I guess I should have made that connection. But there's a whole series of runs that are, you know, geared towards women. And my co-founder and her mom actually were out doing it on Thanksgiving, and they spotted a whole group of women in our laces, and she was just so excited. She said it like made the race day like that much better for her too.
No, I think it's absolutely okay you didn't make that connection. You don't want to make the same connections as Scott Warr over here. I think it's healthy that you didn't.
It's healthy.
So, you know, it sounds to me like, are you producing podcasts with your group? Because I see that as your next step.
You know, we haven't done that yet, but it's something I think you're absolutely right we should be doing.
Well, you know, if you need any tips, we've got a few tips over here. So let us know. We'd be happy to share anything that we have over here.
They're not very good tips.
No, they're not. The volume's a little weak sometimes. We could tell you all the criticisms that we hear. So you're about to go out and run 100 miles. Would you please tell us a little bit about your race experience or your running experience before taking a 100-mile run on? Because I know that for a lot of people, there may be some intimidation at the 100-mile mark. What have you done to prepare for this? How many years have you ran? Give us a little history.
Sure. You know, it's incredibly daunting. 100 miles to me is incredibly daunting. I'm going to just say that right off the bat. I have a little bit of pre-race jitters right now, and I think it's going to continue, you know, until I'm out there and actually on the trail. I've done, you know, the 100K, so I've gone 62 miles of that, and you would think another 38 at that point, you know, really, what is that? But it's a daunting number for some reason. But I guess, you know, for me, I really started running at an early age, but not seriously ever. I was just running because my mom always would run. And so, you know, as a kid, I would put on running shoes and just go with her. And then throughout like my high school life and that kind of thing, and even in college, I would just run, you know, kind of around town just to stay in shape. I did a lot of sports in high school. And so for me, running was just a complement to those things. I never really thought of myself as a runner. I never identified that way. I never really thought much about it. And then I got back from being abroad and I started running a lot more just because I had eaten too much pizza while I was there. And I basically didn't, you know, do a whole lot of exercising or anything else. And I did my first official trail run. It was a 10K and I won. And I thought, oh my gosh, that was really actually super fun. I love being out on the trail and outdoors. So from there, I started doing, kind of got the bug, started doing some marathons and half marathons and things like that. But I realized at the end of the day, what really made me most happy was when I was out on the trails. And then a friend of mine, I mean, this all just sort of happened in my early 20s. A friend of mine was going out to do his very first 50 miler and said, I need a pacer for the last 13. So I went out with him. It was the American River 50, actually. And I paced him for the last 13. And just watching him, you know, go through what he did in those last 10 miles or so, I thought, you know, this is an incredible experience. It's a lot about your character, and it's mental toughness, and I want to try this. And sure enough, a couple of weeks later, I signed up for my first one and went for it. So that's kind of, yeah,
Jamie,
that's kind of
in a nutshell. Let's back up for 1 second. And you said the last 13 miles, what did you see in him or see him going through that you said, oh, I've got to do this?
That was my question.
Was that your question?
I think it tells us a little bit about Jamie's personality.
Yeah,
that she saw someone probably not doing so well, right?
Yeah, he was. It was his first 50, and now he's a much more accomplished ultra runner, I should say. He does. I feel like he does one or two a week at this point. He's you know, got the bug much more than I do. But at that point, it was his first, and he definitely was going through a little bit of, you know, hadn't fueled quite properly. I think he was getting a little bit salty and just kind of getting a little fatigued, and his stomach was bothering him. But what was really cool, I thought, was that, you know, every time I would say, are you okay? Like, you know, do you need anything? He was like, I just need you to, you know, just keep talking to me, keep supporting me, and we're gonna do this together. And it was just the mental toughness that he had, and just the, you know, his like will, like, I just want to get across this finish line. And I thought, you know what, like, he did that, and it was amazing. And the way he felt afterwards, and just sort of that, you know, that's something really difficult that you can do. And I thought, I want to try this. I want to challenge myself, and I think I can do it too. So yeah, I guess that is a little bit into my crazy way I work, and, you know, sort of think of things and challenges. But yeah, I definitely was watching somebody go through something hard and wanted to try it myself.
So in your journey searching for a 100 miler, why Pine to Palm?
Tell us a little bit about that course.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question. I was looking, you know, to be quite honest, I was looking for a course that was not in my backyard. I've done a lot of running in, you know, sort of Marin, you know, Bay Area trails. And I think for me, I just wanted to go somewhere that was a little bit different, because I realized when I did my 100K, I did it down in Southern California, and I was completely unfamiliar with the trail, completely unfamiliar with the, you know, the area at all. And I got to see so many just amazing things, and it was so new. And I think I just had more to look at that it wasn't, you know, oh yeah, I've been here before. And so when I was doing the search, it kind of came down to somewhere that I could drive to so I could bring my crew, and somewhere that was going to be different than I'd been running, you know, traditionally. This looked like a great course, and I had friends that had done it in the past. And so I thought, that's my race this year. That's what I'm going to do.
You know, Jamie, there are races that are flat and a little bit easier to start with. Let's just talk a little bit about Pine to Palm, because you're in the Siskiyou Mountain Range in Southern Oregon. There's 20,000 feet of climbing and 20,000 feet of descent. And there are three climbs. I'm reading off of this. It's not like I've been there, right? So I'm reading off this. Three epic climbs of 7,000 feet. 7,000 feet, three climbs where you hit 7,000 feet, not 3,000, 7,000 feet of climbing.
Seven times three is 21,000.
I did the math real quick too, and realized that I can't sell it that way. But
so you climb up to 7,000 vertical feet.
You get to look at Mount Shasta and Mount McLaughlin.
Ooh, so it's got some views. You got to take. Are you taking a camera?
I am. I'm going to carry my iPhone, actually, and I want to be able to have it partially for safety, but also because I'm going to be Instagramming along the way. That's at least what I'm thinking right now. The course, yes, there's a lot of climbing. I actually prefer having an ultra with climb or some sort of, you know, hill to it. The problem with a really flat course, or at least what I've found, is that I think when you're running on that same surface and that same, you know, sort of motion your body's in the whole time, I tend to get more pain, more joint irritation. And so I think, you know, a hill is a really good thing. And you know, to be honest, it also allows you to slow down. I mean, there's no... Nobody's going to judge you if you're walking up in a, you know, a big climb, and you can just kind of put your hands on your back and go.
Jamie, I'm with you. I don't think I could run 100 miles, although I've completed, you know, a number, but there's no way I could run 100. I need that walk. I have to have that mix.
Yeah. So. I mean, walking's part of it. I mean, you really have to be okay with walking to do ultras, because that's part of completing them.
So how long ago did you decide I'm ready for 100?
And you know,
when did you start training for once you decided this was the one, when did you start training?
for the last, you know, 8 years or so, my friend.
You've been training for 8 years for this race?
No, not at all. For the last eight, I was going to say, for the past 7 years ago or so, I've been having friends just saying to me, like, you should try 100, you should try 100. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it. That's it. I'm going to do 50s and that's it. And then somehow on a weak moment, you know, I was having a weak moment and a friend of mine, another
were
ultra
you drinking
runner.
Wine?
No, I was just at work and I was sort of, you know, just busy. And he caught me on IM and said, you know, you should come do this race with me in this 100K down in, you know, the Los Angeles area or something. And so I somehow just signed up for it. And then I thought, oh, gosh, here we go. So 62 miles. Then I did that. And I'm turning 30 next month. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to just try this 100 miler. I'm ready to go, you know, go out with a bang kind of thing. And so that's kind of how it started.
Wait. Going out at 30?
Yeah. It's all perspective, right? Faith is probably going, yeah, she's getting up there.
No.
I guess I didn't say that right. Not going out. But you know what I mean? I was just entering into my... I'm going... Running into my 30s with it. That's what I was thinking. Running into my 30s
with a
bang.
Like, nice recovery.
And partially, I was, you know, and it's partially also, I was thinking about it and I was like, well, you know, I'm going to be in a more competitive age bracket, you know, once I get through October. So it'll be nice to still be 29 for the first one.
That sounds good. Oh, now we thought this would be fun. We thought we'd talk to you a week before the race and then get you within a week after the race and go over some of these same questions just to kind of see the pre-race, post-race Jamie.
Yeah.
So we're going to hit you with the first question. And Scott, you want to – I'll lead with it. And starting at looking at this view before the race, what do you expect to be the most difficult part of this entire day, the entire race? Gearing up for it, what are you imagining?
I mean, aside from the 40,000 feet of climb or, you know, ascent and descent, I think the hardest part is honestly going to be the mental challenge. I think it's going to be really just trying to maintain, you know, somewhat of a positive attitude throughout the whole thing, whether it's like, you know, really hot or it's, you know, cold or the night running gets pretty scary. I'm not a biggest fan of the night running pieces of it. So I think it's just really muscling through that, you know, from a sort of in my mind rather than like muscling through it physically. I have to have the positive attitude. And I think that